This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
David Brancaccio, what happens when a guy with a tech background gets put on the coffee beat? Well, Kevin Johnson, President and Chief Operating Officer of Starbucks, will now become its CEO, with founder Howard Schultz stepping out of that role. Johnson also worked for 16 years at Microsoft. Starbucks yesterday announced a deal with China-based telecom company Tencent and the messaging service WeChat that will allow a whole lot of people to send a text that ultimately turns into cups of Starbucks coffee. Social gifting is the phrase. I spoke with Johnson yesterday after he briefed investors and analysts.
There are hundreds of millions of users of WeChat.
Hundreds of millions.
Hundreds of millions. There's this seismic shift in consumer retail behavior to move online. And so what we have done is work to extend the experience in store to a digital experience. And with our mobile app and mobile payments and the ability to do mobile order and pay, we now have millions and millions of customers using that mobile app. So in many ways, this is just a logical extension of the digital experience that we have created for our customers.
What about Starbucks here in the United States? You do have some challenges here. People like to shop online now. If they're doing it from home, they might not go out to a Starbucks. Plenty of signs of this. We cover this every day. There's a lot of uncertainty in the economy.
Mm-hmm. Certainly, you've highlighted the fact, as a retailer, if you're not a destination, customers will go and they'll shop online. Fortunately for Starbucks, we are and have always been a destination, and that is serving us well, even as this transition is unfolding in the retail sector.
No, I get that, but also there are Starbucks in shopping malls, and if you weren't going to go specifically to Starbucks, but you were going to go to the mall, but now you stay home and shop online, that could hurt you.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, it's clear that the traffic in malls is down. You know, there's fewer people in the mall. That's going to create fewer people that want to go to Starbucks in the mall. Fortunately, the vast majority of our stores are not in the malls. We've always architected the strategy to be a destination.
Transitions can be tricky. Kevin, I'm sure you're open to advice from Howard moving forward.
Of course.
But how are you going to keep him from breathing down your neck?
Well, Howard and I have worked together now nearly a decade. Our offices are connected by a door. We talk to each other 3, 4, 5 times a day. The fact that he is stepping into the executive chairman role to focus his energy and his creativity and his passion on these very high-end, ultra-premium roasteries and reserve store experiences, and I will take over the responsibilities of CEO, I don't think that changes how we work. We have great respect for one another. We know how to work together, and I think this will be, you know, in my opinion, this is probably going to be one of the smoother, more thoughtful CEO transitions that has probably ever happened.
Kevin Johnson, President and COO of Starbucks, soon to be CEO. Mr. Johnson, thank you.
Thank you very much.